Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us for Holy Mass on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm able to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. We begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
Amen.
Today is the feast day of St. Vincent Ferrer. He was a Spanish Dominican, lived in the late 1400s, early 1500s. Because of his fiery sermons, he is called the Angel of Judgment and Flaming Torch of Chastity. One of his quotes is, "Whatever you do, think not of yourself, but of God." He is a patron saint of builders, of reconciliation, aids in storm, and also orphanages. So we take this moment that is given to us to reconcile ourselves with the Lord. Looking back on the past, how have we offended our God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness and we ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who raised up the priest, St. Vincent Ferrer, to minister by the preaching of the gospel, grant, we pray, that when the judge comes, whom St. Vincent proclaimed on earth, we may be among those blessed to behold him reigning in heaven. Grant us, we pray, O Lord, perseverance in obeying your will, that in our days the people dedicated to your service may grow in both merit and number. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Numbers. From Mount Hor, the children of Israel set out on the Red Sea road to bypass the land of Edom. But with their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. "Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food." In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents away from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and whoever looks at it after being bitten will live." Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole. And whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you.
O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you.
O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you. Hide not your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily.
O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you.
The nations shall revere your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. When the Lord has rebuilt Zion and appeared in his glory, when he has regarded the prayer of the destitute and not despised their prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come to you. Let this be written for the generation to come, and let his future creatures praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his holy height. From heaven he beheld the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoners, to release those doomed to die. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come to you. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The seed is the word of God. Christ is the sower, and all who come to him will live forever. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, he is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, where I am going, you cannot come. He said to them, you belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, who are you? Jesus said to them, when I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation, but the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him I tell the world. They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him. Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
In the first reading that we heard from the book of Numbers, we're told that Moses, at the direction of the Lord, mounted that seraph on a pole. And those who were doomed to die, they were released from death. We come to the Gospel today, and Jesus is making reference to that, particularly about himself. Foretelling that he too is going to be on a cross. He's going to be lifted high. They're going to put him to death. They don't understand it, but it's because of that that we don't die. The Israelites, doomed to die if that seraph wasn't there. We're doomed to die if we don't believe in the risen Lord and what that Lord did for us by dying on the cross. Had it all numbered out. It's 10 days until the Triduum. And one of my days that I thoroughly enjoy during Holy Week is Good Friday, when we really concentrate on that death of Jesus, what he endured for us. And I really believe that at times we take what he did for granted. We forget about it. We don't understand that what Jesus did was to save us, to give us life because he gave up his life. In just a moment of quiet prayer, let us bow our heads for a moment. With 10 days to go before Good Friday, let us pray that we're concentrating on all that Jesus has done for us, is doing for us, will continue to do for us, particularly if we are faithful believers in what it is he is all about. Would you please stand? We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, our prayers of petition, our prayers of thanksgiving that we wish to place before the Lord. For Pope Francis and his leadership of the Church, and that all bishops and priests will serve as examples of humility and service to all God's people, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those Christians who are suffering and persecuted for their faith, that they may find great hope and peace in the promise of the risen Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they will make wise decisions that protect human dignity in all of its stages and circumstances, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in prayer and unity among all Christians, and for the conversion of all those who propagate violence and persecution, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Li Pogue, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts, left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
God be pleased with the sacrifice that we offer you with humble and contrite hearts. Lord, wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
We offer you, O Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation, that being moved to compassion, you may both pardon our offenses and direct our wavering hearts through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For through the saving passion of your Son, the whole world has received a heart to confess the infinite power of your majesty. Since by the wondrous power of the cross, your judgment on the world is now revealed and the authority of Christ crucified. And so, Lord, with all the angels and the saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you."
In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Vincent, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, that all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant your peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of peace. Peace be with you. Thank you. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Thank you.
stand now to conclude our prayer. We offer you, O Lord, grant, we pray, Almighty God, that with ever seeking what is divine, we may always be worthy to approach these heavenly gifts through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. O God, who choose to show mercy, not anger, to those who hope in you, grant that your faithful may weep, as they should, for the evil that they have done, and so merit the grace of your consolation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless each of us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Gail Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let's go to Nancy now, listening in Los Angeles. Hi, Nancy.
I've been away from the church for about 50 years. My daughter's a fervent Catholic, and I just happened to come across your station 3 months ago. And I feel that I found a whole new world for myself, and soon I hope to go to confession. I can't tell
you
what listening to you and Drew as well. You two have really brought me back to the church, and my daughter is so grateful, and she's amazed. In fact, she went to church yesterday. She brought back your bumper sticker and all kinds of information about your radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And I got your book, Pulp Fiction, and it's an amazing book.
Thank you.
That's a book I needed very much. So I just want to tell you that without having found that station, I think I would still be in what you might say, limbo. And I just want to call to thank you, and I'm praying every day, and it's just changed my life completely. And
that is beautiful, Nancy. Wow. And if you were away for 50 years?
Yes.
During that 50-year span, Nancy, sounds like you maybe fell away in your 30s. During that span of time, did you ever feel kind of nervous and worried and conscience bothering you, but you didn't quite come back?
Yes, very much so.
And now that's all gone, right? Because now it's been replaced with peace.
Well, yes, I'm finding peace. I tell everyone about you. I'm trying to spread the word. So.
Thank you.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
We're only able to broadcast because of your generous support. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
If it's not for you who are listening to this program supporting Relevant Radio, it might not be around.
Relevant Radio contributor Gary Zimick.
I am so grateful for Relevant Radio because the news presents a completely different picture. Yes, we have to be informed. I can get informed through Relevant Radio. When I listen to the mainstream media excessively, what I hear is, you better be afraid. There's no hope. you're in big trouble. If you think this is bad, watch out for the future. When I listen to Relevant Radio, I hear the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord, He is in control, and He can give me the supernatural peace that I need. So Relevant Radio, I've been a longtime contributor. I've also been a longtime listener. So we are so blessed by what you do. And I would encourage anybody, if you've been blessed by any of the programs you've heard on Relevant Radio over the years, please pledge. Let's keep this going. We need this voice.
Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
What we do here is very different. We can report on the news, but we can also offer that moral perspective.
I'd like to see all Catholics on their knees in front of the Blessed Sacrament praying the rosary, because Jesus is the one who's the answer.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Relevant Radio.